Hello everyone. Sorry about my voice still. We're up to page 127. Simon Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Zayin. Okay, but before we start, just one last thing from last. Yesterday, we mentioned the din that you're supposed to feed your animals before you eat yourself because, like Pasuk in Kriyat Shema says, first you give to your animals and then you give to yourself. But all the poskim, the Rishonim ask, the Parshonim ask. So he asks the following question when it comes to Eliezer. When it comes to the well, we see that Rivka goes ahead and offers him to drink first before the animals. Why did she not follow the law? You give the animals first before the... So there's different perushim over here. The Mishnah Berurah brings down one of them, and that is that there's a chilek between eating and drinking. By eating, you give to the dog first, but by drinking, you have no chilek of giving to the animal first. You give to the person first. The Mishnah Berurah mentions it over here in Sivkatan Mem. Sivkatan Mem, he mentioned it over here. He says, Katamaganav Shem Sefer Chasidim, Tilishtos Adam Kotel Memma, Kedichti Berivka Shamra Levit Shtei, Begam Gnachashke. We also see it by Moshe Rabbeinu, when he gives to Klal Yisrael before the Behemah is at. When he gives, when he hits the rock and the water comes out, then he gives to the Klal Yisrael before the Behemah. So we learn over here that drinking is different from eating. And obviously other perushim are that it was like, kuach nefesh. Obviously if someone's extremely, extremely hungry, you have to give to, the person first. And for sure children go before the animals also. Now, moving into Siv Zayin. Ruvain Shehanotul Yadav Lachila. Ruvain was washing his hands for eating. Sometimes you'll see this, a bunch of people are washing their hands to eat. But you'll sit down, the Baal Bais goes and says a motzi before everyone's done washing hands. Okay, he goes, he's in a hurry, he's hungry. And the Baal Bais goes ahead and makes a motzi lechem min haaretz while the person is still washing his hands. So Reuven Shehanotul Yadav Lachila. Yadav Lachil. V'yakov haya mevarech hamotzi v'niskavin lotzi hashomin. For sure he's his kavanah to be motzi, everyone who listens to him. V'achar kach, after the motzi, Reuven still did not dry his hands. He then goes out and dries his hands. V'achar Reuven, not nug of Reuven Yadav. And then he goes ahead and washes. He goes ahead and makes the bracha on Netilas Yadayim. Lo havi hefsek. It's not considered a hefsek in the bracha since the Netila is Tzorech Nechila. It's not a hefsek in the bracha of the Berkas Hamotzi. The Yotzi be Berkas Yaakov. He's Yotzi with the bracha of Yaakov. Being Tzorech Lasser Levarach Berkas Hamotzi. He does not have to go ahead and make his own Hamotzi Lechem in Haaretz. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here. Zikad Memei. The Achakach Nigev. He says, who adin? If everything happened after the motzi, he makes a motzi and he washes his hands, he makes the bracha, he dries his hands, kanken yotzei b'di'evid, he's gonna be yotzei b'di'evid with the berkas. The motzi, obviously, is not an olichatchila. Clear the baal bais, you wait for everyone to come to the table, but b'di'evid. Says the mechaber in the hamshach, siv ches. Now we get to some very important klali of brachas. He's talking about a motzi, but these didn't apply by all birkas and men. He forgot to say a motzi. He sat down in the middle of the suda. He realized, whoops, I never said a motzi. If he's still osik and eating, he still has bread in front of him, then he'll make a bracha now. If he only remembers after the suda that he forgot to make a bracha rishona, he can no longer make a bracha. As long as he has some food left in front of him, he can make a bracha. If he has no Lord food in front of him anymore, he does not make a bracha. So the first thing over here, in the case where in the middle of the suda, you remember, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Mem Zayin, he'll make a bracha on what he has to eat in front of him. Because up until now you made a mistake and you ate without making a bracha. You should continue eating without a bracha, so obviously you go ahead and make a bracha now. But not only that, Mashba from the Shaar HaTzin, look inside the Shaar HaTzin over here. Sivkatim Hem Hei. Says the Shaar HaTzin, Sivkatim Hem Hei, Ve'alechem Chamudas Voreza Achorne Katvu, Tebezeh Yitakin Avazoso Alaavar. This doesn't only help you for the next couple of bites, but it also now retroactively helps on what you already ate. That's how the Achronim write. The Kol Zman Shel Gomer Sudasa Mikri Over Lasi Asan. So therefore, we see over here, not only does it help what you're going to continue to do, it also helps what you ate previously. That is, that generally in a Suda, the way to look at it, and people understand this, every bite of food requires a bracha. Okay? It happens to be the bracha that we make at the beginning that covers every single bite of food, and it's as if we already made a bracha on every bite of food. Okay, over here, you forgot to make a bracha in the beginning. In the middle, you go ahead and make a bracha. That's for sure going to help for every bite in the future. But what it's saying over here in the Shartzi, it's mashma, it also covers the bites you already took before, and it'll go ahead and cover those also. Okay, so that's the pella over here. That's an amazing thing over here in terms of Hilchos Brachos, that the bracha, obviously you have to make the bracha at the beginning. You're not allowed to wait to make the bracha. But if you forgot to make a bracha, and you remember now, you make a bracha now. Now, says the Mechaber over here though, if you forgot to make a bracha, and you only remember as you're about to bench, let's say, as you finished all the food in your plate, so then you're not allowed to make a bracha. You're not allowed to make a bracha. Says though, the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Memches, at the end, Umiu, Im Esher Lo Lechol Od Ma'at, if it's possible, you should take a little bit more food, and he should make a bracha on the food that he goes and takes from the drawer, from the refrigerator. Because then, at least, now you'll make a bracha on the sudeh. And as we saw from the Sharatzin, it'll even work retroactively on what you already ate. This is a tov to do. You do not have a chiv. Yes. Mr. Brover here, though, is saying it's tov to go ahead and take the food. This is not a chiv. The Beis Yosef writes Beveres, you don't have to do this. You made a mistake. Okay, there's nothing to do about it. You made a mistake. But we see over here there's a lechatchila on the halacha brua, even brings out for the sfardim. Lechatchila, it's better to take more food and go ahead and make a bracha on that in order that you made a bracha at the surah and you not go ahead and eat without making a bracha. Sif tes. Imu mesupakim beirach mamotzi olav. Now you're in the middle of surah, you don't remember. Did I make a motzi? Did I not make a motzi? I'm sure this happens a lot. A motzi a little less because you usually wash your hands, you remember to make a motzi. But by other foods, many times you can't remember. Did I make a bracha rishon or did I not make a bracha rishon? So what's the halacha? So we would say, Pashit is like the Mechaber Paskins, Einu Chozer Mevarech. You don't go ahead and make another bracha, because we have a general clout. Safek brachos la'akel. Safek brachos la'akel, you have a safek bracha. Did I make a bracha? Did I not make a bracha? So he says, no brachos la'akel, you did not make a new bracha. However, as Moreno Rabbeinu and Nevitzal brings down over here, that Tosos, anyone's doing Daf Yomi, just saw maybe, I don't know if they saw the Tosos, but should have saw the Tosos over there, brings down Shita Sari. Look inside Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevitzal over here, Dibar Masol Eino. He says, Zush does a riff yisiyato. This is the way the riff paskins that suffake brachos the hakel on a suffake applies not only by birkas and mitzvos, but also by birkas and enen. Aval das ri and brachos yidbeis, but according to the sheet of the ri, and that brachos yidbeis, tozer as a low, nirush yivarech. The sheet of the ri is, you would go ahead and yes, make a brach. Even though you're causing yourself perhaps to make a bracha livatolo, why would the svar? Why don't we say something bracha zaka? You don't have in the new edition. Okay. It's in the back. I'm sorry. In the back in the new edition, it's here on the page of the older edition. Because we have another halacha, and that is the beginning of the sixth parak of bracha says that someone eats without making a bracha, it's like stealing from a kadosh baruch hu. It's usher lianos be'al mazeh below bracha. It's usher to get enough from this world without making a bracha. So over here, you're stuck between two halachas. Your one halacha is, we don't want to make a bracha levatala if I already made a bracha. And the other is that I didn't make a bracha, I'm stealing from a kadosh baruch hu. Usher lianos be'al mazeh below bracha. And therefore, that's the question, what do we do over here? According to Riff, the way we pass in the Mechaber, and the way we pass in halacha lemaisa, we say safek bracha zahakal, we're afraid of bracha levatala. However, Shitas Ri makes a lot of sense also. Shitas Ri says, at the end of the day, you have a suffix of Asr Lanos Yal Mazeb La Bracha. He would hold that trumps the suffix Bracha Levatala, and therefore the Ri would say, go out and make a Bracha Lemaisa. We go, like the Mechaber says over here, not to make a Bracha. As the Mishnah Berurah also says over here, he explains that then over here, the Ber Kishiyog, Einu Chozer Mavar Kishiyogal Od. Obviously, if you're done eating, there's no suffix. If you want to eat more bread, so then it says, the birkas amotzi, inu alumid rabbanon, who sveik lakula, since it's only the rabbanon, we say safek lakula over here, and you do not make a brach. But, because of Shitas Ri, and even according to Shitas Rif, the best thing to do in this case is to stop eating and find someone who yet did not make a bracha, and have them patter you in a bracha. If you did not, you don't know if you made a bracha, say, go to the guy next to you, if he didn't start eating yet, say, will you patter me in the bracha when you're gonna make? Okay, and therefore, you'll get out of the suffix over here. You'll be able to kind the did the sheet of bain the riff, bain the reed. That would be the best thing to go ahead and do in this case. Okay. That's what the Mishnah Berurah, the end says. Mishnah Berurah over here in the end, he says, when we tam zeh, I feel in yirtzel ha'akmer levar, God get in, or shayim, you want to be makmer, make a bracha. You're not allowed to do mishim bracha, shayin etzricho. Mew! But if someone comes to the table and he wants to eat bread now, or for that matter, any other food that you have a stuff to give him in a bracha on, the best thing is to be yotze through his birkas hamotzi. Last in over here, Siv Yud. Some people's favorite halacha. Shakoli abivaro on any bracha. If you by accident made a shakoli abivaro on your bread. Oh, or you said, Jamar, Baruch, Rachmana, Malcolm, Ara, Dai, Pita, Yatz, or you say the bracha on Aramaic. Baruch blesses HaGadosh Baruch Hu, Dar Melech, the Mara, Dai, Pita, the owner of the master of this bread. And you're going to be yotzei also. So either if you said in Aramaic, or you say shakoli abivaro, you are going to be yotzei b'diyavid with the bracha. Now, says the Mishnah over here, say kodin gimel yatsa b'diavet. Ava lechatchila aser b'shtein. This is not an eitzel lechatchila. We're not lechatchila say shakol on bread or any other food. This is only b'diavet. This is only b'diavet. And furthermore, Morina Rabin Rav Nevitzel points out over here, oh, this Aramaic bracha sounds like a great day. Anytime you're in a suffix, just say the Aramaic bracha. You're not really saying Shem Hashem. And you'll get out of the suffix by saying the Aramaic bracha. You'll get out of this. Says Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevinsol, and the Halacha Brewer writes the same thing. Rachmana lo nechshav lo tashem shemayim levatala. If someone says Rachmana, he's not motzi shem shemayim levatala. It's not like saying shem Hashem. V'afal pichein ein levarich kein afilu kedei latzesi dechove besafik brachos. Nevertheless, you do not use this Aramaic bracha even to get yourself out of safik brachos. Kach amar admarzal. That's how Rosh Hashanah and Orbach Zatzal Paskin. The reason is because some Rishonim hold it is a bracha levatala, even if you do an Aramaic. We pass it's not really a bracha levatala, but we're not going to take chances. Even by safik brachos, we pass it not to make another bracha, and you not go ahead and use the Aramaic bracha to go ahead and say it. So we see over here, your yotze b'diavid with shakol, your yotze b'diavid with a bracha in Aramaic. However, this is only someone who makes a mistake and makes the wrong bracha, or it's mamish a suffik. However, the Mishnah Berurah, not over here, but it's in Siman Reish Dalet, Sikatan Pei Dalet, writes Beferish that one is not allowed to say shakol. I don't know the bracha, I'll just make shakol. It's only if it's a suffik. If you just don't know the lacha because you're an Amaharitz, you can't just start using shakol. Go ahead and ask someone the question, what bracha do I make on this or on that? If it comes out that we don't know because of certain sveikas, then you're allowed to say shakol b'diavid. However, you're not less allowed to take shakol whenever you want and make the bracha. The same thing applies. My other b'diavid brachas. What other brachas work b'diavid? Look inside the bir alacha. Dibur masu b'mako birkat samotzi. He says, "V'imberach boreimi nemezonos." What if you say boreimi nemezonos on the hamotzi? Like there's a machlokas downstairs. The Sfardim were convinced that they say boreimi nemezonos on French toast, which is incorrect. So they said boreimi nemezonos on French toast. Let's say, okay, what would be the halacha then? He said boreimi nemezonos on French toast. Answer says the mechaber das harpi achronin diyotza b'diavid. Many achronim hold that b'diavid your yotzi with boreimi nemezonos, not only on a motzi. But it says, "Hail Rabbi Shemadrisha Zim Nekatav Katav." The Birkas Boreimin is us. He Birch Kolelis Kemo Shachol. It's a bracha klalit, just like Shachol. The Yotzi Al Kol Tover Boreimin is us works b'diavad and everything. The Kol Mili Mezin Zayin Chutz Ma'ayim Melech. Except for water and salt, any other food that you say Boreimin is us on, your Yotzi b'diavad like Shachol. Okay, so Mezonos is one of these other brachas also. Happens to be if you say Adama on something that's made out of a motzi, it's also yotzei b'diavad because it does come from the ground. It's a true bracha. Okay, so there's a lot of brachas that could work b'diavad, but once again, you're not allowed to use this lechatchila. It's only in a b'diavad situation where you by accident made the bracha, or we don't know the halacha. We don't know the halacha, and there's no one to ask. There's no way of finding out, which nowadays you can look quickly, usually on your phones, to find out what bracha to make. You're not allowed to just go ahead and use shahakol. More than this, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes Chelek Dalet. Simon then, that if someone makes a b'diavad bracha where he's not supposed to, he says you shouldn't continue eating. You should stop your suda then, go outside, walk around the block, cause yourself to have a shinui makom, and then when you come back, you'll make the right bracha. Okay, so he does not only the b'diavad, what you already did it, but he says you should stop and not continue with the b'diavad bracha. Ad kan for today.